Definitely not. In fact, it's probably not my comfort space at all. Although, but really, it's one of my close friends said to me, "Take it on the chin, Kathy. Yeah. It's for the group," and that's how I see it. It's Bendigo Food Share is made up of an amazing group of volunteers. You know, close to 300 volunteers. You come in rain, hail, or shine, pandemic, or fire, or flood, and work every day, 7 days a week, to keep food getting out into our community. And that's what it's about. So on behalf of them, I thank everyone.
Yeah, and that's very true. However, they still need a leader as well and someone to sort of forge the path. So you've been involved, what, 7 years or so with Bendigo Food Share. How much has what you are doing and what the need is changed in that time?
Yes, well, sadly, because I'd like to think we were doing ourselves out of business, but sadly that isn't the case. So we know over the years our demand for food relief is growing, and every one of us knows people in the community who have gone without, had to go without when times are tough. And they're not likely to stand up and say it, but we need to be aware of it. And from what we can see in the measures, the numbers we get from the groups that give out the food to the individuals in our community, demand last year grew around 40%. And that's on top of 40 or 50% in the couple of years before that. So we do know that the need is there. And people need to be able to reach out and ask for help when they need it. And there is food around,
yeah. And
no one should go without.
Gee, 40%. I mean, that's an incredibly scary statistic, really, you know. Mm-hmm. I guess on the other side of the coin, yes, people should not have to go without. And I think people are becoming more accepting of the fact that it is just reality of life, that they may, or someone they know, may be in that situation. And it's nothing that anybody, you know, should be ashamed of or whatever, mm-hmm. which, you know, in the past there may have been that stigma, but there's not now.
No, definitely not. You know, I can relate to my son who told me when he'd been overseas as a university student and didn't tell me at the time but came back and said, "You know, Mum, after 4 or 5 weeks of eating, you know, packet spaghetti or whatever he could get, noodles, that was it. That's all he had. Couldn't afford to buy anything else." He started to understand how hard it was. And, the stories I hear every day really reach out. So one day a gentleman said to me he didn't realise there was a problem in Bendigo until his daughter was coming home from school every day saying, "Mummy, Daddy, can I take another lunch to school? Can I take some more food?" And they just sort of said, "Yeah, well, if you're hungry, here's some more." But then started to question it, and it turned out that her best friend, their daughter's best friend, never had lunch. So she wanted to take food for her friend. And, of course, the parents were concerned because there were rules about you can't share food and things like that in the school. So they had to talk to the teachers. And in the end, worked out that, yeah, there are a number of kids in the schools who don't have lunch every day. So that's how they became aware of it.
Yeah.
And certainly the teachers are the ones who do know in the schools. They know who's going without.
Yes, yeah. You know, it's society is often, a lot of negativity about the way our society is going. But one of the things I think with something like Bendigo Food Share is the fact that it's also brought out a number of people to support as well. Big business, and I'm not talking just individual volunteers who do a great job, but, you know, businesses, producers who can give you a lot of the food that you need to then pass forward. So, you know, there are some good things that are happening in our society as well, aren't there?
Yes. Look, we have a fantastic community. We couldn't do it without all the groups that support us in so many ways. So, yes, we know, we recognise we have a problem, but so many of our community stand up and help. And as you say, be they individuals volunteering or, you know, literally hundreds of businesses who do everything to support us, from collecting food in a food drive to fundraising to, you know, selling takeaways and giving us a donation when they're selling takeaways. It is just amazing how much our community will stand up and say, "We will help." And that's overwhelming. It's just beautiful to know that the community is like that. And people like yourself from Gold FM who'll say, "Yeah, what can we do to help?"
Yeah.
That is what's important, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it certainly is. Just before you leave us, Kathy, too, I should have asked earlier, but what got you involved?
Good question. I had recently retired and was looking for something that was a win-win, something to do in my retirement that was of interest to me but was a win for our community. And where I wasn't, I came from a health background, and in management in health, you know, you're forever looking at the budget and taking money out and trying to keep the services going. And I didn't want to be in that situation. I wanted to find something where everything was positive. Yeah. And that's what I find with Food Share. It's a positive thing. Every day, you know, people are helping each other, and it's a win for everyone involved.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations. Well-deserved to you and the team of 300-odd to them as well. We doffs our hats. So, Kathy, thanks very much, and congratulations again.
Thank you, Robbo. Bye.
Kathy Steele, the chair of Bendigo Food Share and the City of Greater Bendigo Citizen of the Year.